USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With most of the votes counted, it appears Bernie Sanders is the victor in yesterday's Nevada Democratic caucus, followed by Joe Biden, then Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. Sanders had already moved on to Texas, which is a Super Tuesday state. He told supporters in San Antonio last night, young people are not the only ones who are supporting his candidacy.
A multi-generational, multi-racial coalition which is going to not only win in Nevada, it's going to sweep this country.
Super Tuesday balloting is coming up a week from this coming Tuesday, March 3rd. For the second time in a week, someone's been killed after being hit by a parade float at Mardi Gras in New Orleans. The mayor has issued a ban on all tandem floats, putting an early end to the Saturday night parade. And this is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
President Trump and the First Lady Melania are getting ready to head to India for a brief two-day visit that begins tomorrow. President Trump will be leading a 12-member U.S. delegation on that mission that will be focusing largely on trade. The boxing world has a new WBC heavyweight champion.
He is the winner by way of technical knockout.
Tyson Fury, known as the Gypsy King, defeating Deontay Wilder by TKO in the seventh round after the referee stops that Saturday night fight in Las Vegas. Fury improves to 30-0-1 with 21 knockouts. For the bronze bomber, Wilder, the Tuscaloosa, Alabama, suffers his first career loss, falling to 42-1-1. He said after the fight, he made no excuses.
Like I said, we come back even stronger the next time around. You know, this is what big-time boxing is all about. The best must fight the best. I just appreciate all the fans that came out tonight.
That is heard on ESPN, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The Turkish Ministry of the Interior says there were several deaths and extensive damage from a 5.7 magnitude earthquake that struck near the border with Iran. The Interior Minister says search and rescue operations continue after more than 1,000 buildings collapsed through more than 40 mountain villages in the region. Al Jazeera says Iran has also dispatched rescue teams to that area. A top official at a prison in the Badger State gets fired. With why, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A Wisconsin deputy prison warden who posted Facebook memes comparing Muslim children to garbage and another equating a gay pride rainbow flag with raising the Confederate flag has been fired. Deputy Warden Richard Sam Snyder had argued the investigation into what happened was unfair, and he thinks he didn't deserve to lose his job.
And finance ministers at the G20 summit in Saudi Arabia are including the impact of climate change in the wording of their final communique. Earlier, there were reports that a stalemate had developed when the U.S. expressed opposition to the specific mention of climate change, but now Reuters is reporting the final language does include climate change's possible impact on global financial instability, though it's no longer at the top of the list of such issues. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.